Penguin Audio presents The How of Happiness, a scientific approach to getting the life you want. Written and read by Sonia Lubomirsky, PhD. All of us want to be happy, even if we don't admit it openly or choose to cloak our desire in different words. Whether our dreams are about professional success, spiritual fulfillment, a purpose in life, or love and sex, we covet those things because ultimately we believe that they will make us happier. Yet few of us truly appreciate just how much we can improve our happiness, or know precisely how to go about doing it. To step back and consider your deep-seated assumptions about how to become a happier person is to understand that becoming happier is realizable, that it's in your power, and that it's one of the most vital and momentous things that you can do for yourself and for those around you. What are the meanings and mysteries of happiness? Is it possible to acquire more of it? And can new happiness ever endure? These are questions to which I have devoted my entire career as a research psychologist. When I was beginning my investigations as a 22-year-old psychology graduate student, the study of well-being wasn't a well-regarded choice. But recently, happiness has exploded as a hot topic in the social science community, with newspaper and magazine pieces, television documentaries, books, blogs, and podcasts on the topic, the vast majority of which are relatively uninformed by empirical data. Not infrequently, this frenzy drives researchers like myself to want to keep a distance. Yet I think it's essential to engage in the national discussion about happiness and insist that it abide by strict scientific standards. Why? Because I believe deeply in the importance of the scientific study of happiness and well-being.